Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can enjoy deep and unlimited pleasure just for coming. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Loosen any clothing and put your earbuds in. Close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. The next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Mary's legs kicked out, her bare feet making little impact even when she did contact with someone. God, she wished she had a pair of killer heels on right now. Then she could show them just how lethal a well-placed foot could be. Apart from her jeans, she was naked, and her assailant's hands were everywhere on her body, physically dragging her by her breasts as they pulled her through the club to the rear entrance. Suddenly, she was veiled in darkness as a Hessian sack shrouded her head. Fuck. She knew what would happen next. She knew exactly what the next moves were. She knew because over the past year, she had done it so often. She could smell the fume of the waiting car outside, the stench burning at her throat with a mixture of foul odor and fear. Trying to struggle free of the zip cords around her wrists, she grasped for the doorframe as she felt the afternoon breeze through the sack. Desperately, she tried to grasp at the wood, but her hands found nothing but air. She knew screaming was pointless. No one would listen. Kidnappings were a daily occurrence in this part of town. Screaming women with a sack over their head were 10 to a dime. There is no way anyone would pay her the slightest attention. Better to save her energy for kicking and punching. She hit the trunk of the car hard before they closed the lid. She thought it had been dark before. Now it was pitch black. There was no point wasting effort. She was trapped, and any effort would be truly spent uselessly. Much better to bide her time and conserve her energy until she had an opportunity to lash out. When the car eventually stopped, and she heard doors opening and then closing, she held her breath, waiting for the glimmer of sunlight to give her a signal. Rolling on her back, she pulled her knees back against her chest in preparation. When the dim sunlight flooded the sack, she pushed out with her feet, a satisfying crunch giving her a reason to hope. A very short-lived reason to hope, as broad hands grappled with her body, pulling her roughly from the car. She cursed at her own body, the rough handling and the summer breeze, making her naked nipples painfully erect. The daylight was brief before it went dark again. Hearing the roller shutters closing, Mary knew she was inside a building. So this was it. She knew what happened to people when they were dragged into buildings with sacks over their head, reacting with the one thing she had left. She let her body go completely limp. She was going to make the fuckers work for it if they were going to kill her, or worse. Her naked feet dragged painfully over the glass-strewn concrete. She could feel the warm caress of blood on her feet. There was only one set of hands on her. That was definite. but she could hear another set of footsteps nearby, so there were only two of them. This she might be able to handle. She had learned a lot in the past year, and now it was time to put that into action. Being limp, she was difficult to handle, but when she felt the grip of her assailant adjust to try holding her tighter, she knew it was now or never. She dropped suddenly to her knees, before pushing back up with her legs, catching him under the chin with the crown of her head. By the sounds of his screams, his tongue had been between his teeth, and this was probably a bloody mess now on the floor. Struggling to her feet, Mary managed to push off and start running. Where she was going, she didn't know, but right now, anywhere was better than here. Dragging the makeshift hood from her head, the vastness of the warehouse opened before her, fueling her adrenaline. The glimmer of sunlight edged around a door in the distance. Freedom beckoned. Even without turning, she was aware of the man pursuing her, a little way behind. She daren't turn round. That would just slow her running. It would distract her from the one thing she needed to be focused on right now, the exit. Reaching her hand forward, she could feel the sweet breath of a breeze caress her fingers, just before she felt the weight of a man wrap around her and bring her roughly to the ground. She struggled furiously under his bulk, kicking with her feet, lashing out with her tied wrists, before his hands grabbed her hair and pulled her to her knees. A little passion in a woman. I like that. A cruel face sneered at her, the harsh smell of tequila stinging her eyes. Grabbing her under an arm, he dragged her back to the centre of the room. The bloodied body of Andreas hung from a hook from the roof far above, like some animal carcass awaiting butchering. You should be proud of him. He was very loyal to you. The bloodied muscle and nerves that glistened where skin should have been clearly displayed the pain he had endured in her name. God, Mary just wished she could be as strong as him. She needed to for her children. She felt her arms might just be pulled out of her shoulder sockets as her wrist ties were put on a hook and hoisted into the air. The warm trickle of blood that stemmed from the bite of those ties washed down her arms. Panic coursing through her body, Mary kicked out with her feet, but they were easily brushed away by the man watching her, laughing. It's quite easy. You either work for us, or we take your skin off until you agree to. If you don't agree, then you will die. And then we will bring your children here to show them what happened to their dear mama. The man said, blood dripping down his chin. Mary took a morsel of solace from the man laying on the ground. The bloody mess that Mary presumed was his tongue, laying in front of him. She couldn't decide if he was dead or just passed out. Either way, she had reduced their numbers. And damn if she wouldn't find a way to finish this one off. She was not going to die like this. Like fuck she was. Moving Andreas's lifeless corpse, not 2 feet in front of her. She could see every detail of his exposed muscles. The skin flapping in the breeze where they had not bothered to cut it off fully. In some places the blood still glistened. But mostly it had dried. She resisted the urge to vomit, feeling the acid burning in her mouth. But first, I want to make sure you don't run again. He said, walking to a brazier. Pulling a poker from the glowing coals, he silently returned to Mary, grabbed an ankle and ran the poker along the sole of her feet, the blistering pain of the heat forcing her to twist on the chains, biting her lips to suppress a scream. She was not going to give him that satisfaction. Tears stung at her eyes as she squeezed them shut, trying to shut out the pain. Letting her ankle drop, he replaced the poker into the brazier and went to the table sat next to it. His fingers danced across the selection of knives sat out on it, humming to himself, as if deep in thought, before he selected one long-bladed knife and returned to Mary. You know, I can make your pain last days. Or you can just agree that this is our territory now, and you'll work for us. He said with what she assumed must be an attempt at a smile. Holding her ankle again, he placed the blade of the knife firmly against her. Blood ran from the wound as he moved the knife downwards. Mary tried to struggle, but his firm grip resisted her. Moving the knife a short distance across her leg, he duplicated the cut, a second stream of blood moving down over her ankle, before he moved the knife in a slow arc and lazily joined the two cuts. Moving the knife back to the top of the cuts, he joined them, before sliding the knife under her loose skin, severing any remaining connections as it pulled away. The cold breeze stung at her bared nerve endings. Mary squeezed her eyes shut to suppress the pain, resisting the urge to black out from the sensations. She could hear him returning to the table, her senses heightened by the pain in her body. She could hear him humming again before he fell silent, and a quiet tinkle sound as if something metallic had fallen to the ground, before a loud slumping sound, as if a lump of meat had fallen onto the concrete.
"I did say we needed to come to a deal urgently," a firm in ear voice said. "Bring me ice," Paul said in a tone that invited no discussion, hoping beyond hope that this wasn't some weird dream she was having after she had blacked out. She opened her eyes. The body of her torturer lay in a pool of blood on the ground, his throat cut. Paul stood over him, staring curiously at the very knife he had cut Mary with. One of Paul's men lowered the chain suspending Mary, before Paul slid the knife through the ties on her wrists.
"Don't try to stand unsupported. I will help you back to my car. Let's get your wound treated and you safe at the club," he said, not waiting for a response. He carried her unresisting body in his arms to his car. She must have blacked out. She didn't even remember the journey back to the club. She didn't even remember her leg being bandaged or being put into bed. When she opened her eyes, Paul was sat next to her, caressing her hair gently.
"Take a moment,"
he said, his eyes full of concern.
"Your club is closed for the night, and my men are on watch from two blocks away. You are perfectly safe for the moment."
Suddenly, a well of emotion erupted in Mary, tears streaming from her eyes, her body shaking from the intensity of the past few hours. Paul's arms were around her without hesitation, pulling her head against his firm chest.
"What the fuck are we going to do, Paul?"
she managed between sobs. His hand brushed down her back as he whispered,
"I have a plan."
"What is it?"
she whispered, moving her head back to look him in the eyes.
"Los Moretos have been taking over the small gangs for months now, torturing and murdering their leaders, before ruling the rest of the gang through fear. The members that are left are not happy." He smiled gently before continuing. "We can use the meetings where they collect the money to rid ourselves of Los Moretos, one area at a time. We will take our city back." His fingers ran through her hair, caressing her firmly. "And as we take an area back, that gang will join her." He paused as if thinking of the right word. "Consortium," he eventually said. "We will operate as separate gangs, but have a truce between us and areas drawn up. But all gangs will answer to the consortium," he said, smiling.
"And who will run this consortium?" Mary asked, already knowing at least part of his answer.
"We will,"
he said. "And you think this will work?"
"Honestly, I don't think we have another option. None of us do,"
he said, his gaze firm and serious. Without thinking, Mary reached up and pulled his head onto hers, their lips embracing in a kiss that spoke of missed years, of missed opportunities.
Her hand slid over his stomach and found that bulge in his pants, squeezing it firmly. She smiled at him before whispering, "Do you get as turned on by this shit as I do?"
"What do you think?" he replied simply, as he moved his hand over her breasts, firmly rubbing her erect nipples between finger and thumb, forcing a moan from her lips. Mary's finger moved over the buckle of his pants, loosening them, before sliding his zipper down, pressing the palm of her hand down his throbbing erection. Her fingers found his balls, massaging them, smiling to herself as she felt them tighten under his grip. Her fingers circled his cock, tightening around it as she kissed down his body, gently biting at his skin, enjoying the tremble in his cock with every movement of her lips, her tongue, her teeth, finding the tip of his cock, trembling for her mouth. She kissed gently down his length, the tip of her tongue caressing his desire, before sliding her lips over his balls, sucking them hard into her mouth, while sliding her hand up and down his shaft, Paul's hips thrust into her hand, his passion beyond his control. Pulling his cock down to her lips, Mary flicked her tongue around the very tip of him, circling his burning cock before sliding her lips over it, slowly taking his cock inch by inch deep into her throat, before dragging the edge of her teeth back up his shaft, her tongue circling his cock viciously once again as she reached the tip of him. Paul raised his hips again, thrusting his cock deep into Mary's throat, his need greater than his self-control. Deftly, Mary moved her mouth back up, not giving him the satisfaction of fucking her mouth deeply. She slid her mouth back up and down the entire length of his cock, 3, maybe 4 times before she could feel the caress of his pre-cum on her tongue, maintaining her grip while sliding his cock out of her mouth. She slowly maneuvered astride Paul, careful not to put any pressure on her injured leg. "You still want my pussy, Paul?" she whispered playfully, teasing the tip of him against her aching clit. "You fucking know it," he growled, desperation echoing in his words. Mary parted her lips, sliding his cock just inside her welcoming folds, before moving her hands over his chest, grasping his chest hair as she forced her pussy muscles tight around his cock and pushed down hard onto him. Paul's back arched in pleasure as his pelvis thrust in response, his cock filling Mary's need that she had denied too long, her lips stretching as they slid up and down his girth, his hands finding her breasts, massaging them. Mary delighted in watching the pleasure grow on his face, that burning passion that flamed behind his eyes, every push of her pussy, every thrust of his cock just intensifying the pleasure. Reaching down, she rubbed her clit furiously as their rhythm grew. Grasping at his chest, she could feel her orgasm spreading through her body. Gasping, she leaned heavily on her arm as she felt his cock erupt warm cum inside of her, triggering her own orgasm to explode through the intense sensations. "Don't move," she whispered, enjoying the sensation of the warm waves of pleasure trembling through her pussy, accentuated by a still pulsing cock. As the sensations calmed, she could feel the warm caress of his cum escaping her pussy and caressing the soft inside of her thighs. Holding his gaze, she whispered, "I think we could say that seals the deal," smiling as she leaned down to kiss him in confirmation. So, I hope you've enjoyed the end of that little story. Another one next week, another one on Monday. Now, following listeners' requests, I'm moving the meditation till Friday this week, and on future weeks. Apparently, you're a lot more stressed at the end of the week than you are at the middle. So, as of Friday, you'll have a new meditation, and every Friday thereon. This will probably be a permanent fixture, as it seems to be as popular as the erotica. So that's good. It will probably eventually have its own podcast. So I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
But in the meantime, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wilde, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.